All right, we're going to call to order the March 9, 2020 Town Council meeting at 6 o'clock. Laura, roll call please.
Brad Amos.
Present.
Matthew Zarnicki.
Present.
Scott McVoy.
Present.
Randall Mobley.
Present.
Terry Langford.
Present.
Town Attorney Jacob Elder.
Present.
Town Manager Charlie Smith.
Here.
And Clerk Treasurer Michelle Miller, present.
Is there anyone here for Speed Memorial Church this evening? Say prayer. Randy, you want to do prayer again?
Sure.
All right, okay. Join us for a prayer and then with the pledge allegiance to follow.
Father God, we just want to thank you for our town, thank you for the people in it, and thank you for all that you do for us each day. Just want to, little thing on my heart is the accident that took place on the interstate the other day. Just lift up the people involved in that and just, Lord, just keep your hands on that situation and just let there be good, some good come from it. Lord, we just ask you to bless our town and keep us moving forward, and we just want to thank you for it each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, motion to amend or adopt the agenda as presented?
I'm motion.
I make a motion to amend the agenda to discuss IC5-23.
Okay, got a motion to amend the agenda to the ordinances and resolutions to discuss the IC5-23. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Matt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion to approve the agenda as presented after, could do that right, Michelle?
As amended.
As amended. I'm going to do one more time.
I make a motion.
Got a second?
Second.
Second with Scott. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Approval of minutes as submitted by the clerk treasurer. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda to agree?
Make a motion.
None in front of you?
This is what we have. This is minutes right here.
Okay, all right. Do I have a motion to approve?
Scott.
Motion by Scott.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Take a moment to decide. All right, do you have any comments on our agenda items? Anybody signed up? Not very good.
You're on.
Thank you for looking at this. Okay, ordinance and resolutions. Our first talk of business is ordinance number 2020-OR-004. It's an ordinance repealing and replacing the employee handbook for the town of Salisbury. This is something that has been worked upon numerous times over the last few years, and I think we finally had it in a good place for everyone's. I know everybody had a chance to look over the drafts and everything over the last couple of weeks that was sent to us all. And that ordinance will state that whereas pursuant to Indiana Code 36-5-2, this town council of Salisbury, Indiana, is the town legislative body, and the president of the town council is the town executive. And whereas pursuant to Indiana Code 36-5-2-9, the legislative body may adopt ordinances and resolutions for the performance functions of the town, and whereas on or about the 18th day of December 2017, this council repealed and replaced the employee handbook for the town of Salisbury, Indiana by adopting ordinance 2017-OR-034, and whereas since the 18th day of December 2017, this council has made various amendments to employee handbooks and has also hired a town manager to handle HR matters, and whereas this council now desires to repeal and replace this employee handbook to the town of Salisbury. Now, therefore, be ordained by the town council of Salisbury, Indiana, the following. The employee handbook for the town of Salisbury shall be repealed and replaced with the updated employee handbook incorporated and attached herewith as Exhibit A. This ordinance shall be in full force and effect upon its passage and promulgation as evidenced by the affirmative signatures of the undersigned and the majority of the duly elected and serving members of this council. So in front of us, we have the handbook. We have an ordinance here in front of us that states that we all are in agreement with this change. So I'm here to ask for a motion to approve ordinance 2020-OR-004 on its first reading, correct?
I'll motion that we approve it, Brad.
Okay, we got a motion by Randy. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Now, therefore, it be ordained by this town council of Salisbury, Indiana, the following. The employee handbook for the town of Salisbury shall be repealed and replaced with the updated employee handbook incorporated and attached herewith as Exhibit A. This ordinance shall be in full force and effect upon its passage and promulgation as evidenced by the affirmative signatures of the undersigned as the majority of the duly elected and serving members of this council March the 9th of 2020. Do I have a motion to approve the second reading?
I'm going.
Go ahead, Randy.
Matt.
I'll motion.
Second.
I'll second.
Second by Terry. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Approval of ordinance 2020-OR-004 for our new Town of Salisbury employee handbook. So hopefully we've got everybody in the right place.
Thanks to everybody that worked on that.
So I want to sincerely thank you, everyone as well, for all their input and the desires to get us in the right place for everybody. So,
St. Charlie, make sure every employee gets a copy.
Yeah, it's something we'll be working on here this next week to have an updated copy. Mm-hmm. Everybody have sign off sheets for everybody.
Thanks, sir.
This also will be posted on our website and everything else for anybody to look at. Former business under ordinance and resolutions was the discussion of IC 5-23. Earlier today, we had Bo Zeller from Frost Brown Todd and Nick Lawrence from the Wheatley Group that came in and discussed to us a little bit about IC 5-23 and how it could be a great part of the town utilization, how we can conduct some business, and how great of a tool that it can be used for us as well. And so I want everyone to take in consideration of this resolution. IC 5-23. In front of you, you should have had a copy of this, and it states that the town of Salisbury, Indiana Town Council, adopting Indiana Code 5-23, authorizing the release of the request for proposal qualifications under Indiana Code 5-23, and taking certain other actions related thereto. Whereas the council of the town of Salisbury has considered provisions of Indiana Code 5-23, and whereas the council now desires to adopt the provisions of Indiana Code 5-23 by this resolution pursuant to Indiana Code 5-23-1-1, now therefore it be resolved by the town council of Salisbury, Indiana, as follows. Section 1, adoption of Indiana Code 5-23. The council hereby adopts the provisions of Indiana Code 5-23. Section 2, request of proposals and qualifications. The council hereby directs and authorizes the town manager as the town manager deems necessary and wise, or as directed by the council, to determine projects both now and in the future that should be studied by utilizing Indiana Code 5-23. To publish appropriate public advertisements, release requests for proposals and qualifications, reviews subsequent response from offers, and provide future recommendations to the council. Section 3, other actions. Any officer of the town, member of the town council, and town manager are hereby authorized to take any and all actions and execute any documents or certificates that such offers deem necessary or desirable to effect in foregoing resolutions. Any such action taken or documents or certificates executed and delivered are hereby ratified, confirmed, and approved. Section 4, no conflict. All ordinances, resolutions, and orders are part therefore in conflict with the provisions of this resolution are to extend of such conflict hereby repealed after the assurance and execution of agreement and so long as the agreement remains in place. Except and expressly provide herein, this resolution shall not be repealed or amended, nor shall the town adopt any law, ordinance, or resolution which in any way adversely affects this resolution. Section 5, servability. If any section, paragraph, or provision of this resolution shall be held to be invalid or unenforceable for any reason, the invalidity and enforceability of this such section, paragraph, or provision shall not affect any of the remaining provisions of this resolution. Section 6, effectiveness. This resolution shall be in full force and effect from and after this passage. Okay, with that being said, and after what we've talked, this would be resolution number one that would be put in front of us for us to be able to utilize IC 5-23. So I'm asking for a motion to approve resolution number one. First read.
I'm motion.
Motion by Matt. There's a second.
I'll second.
Second by Terry. Have any discussion?
My only concern is the dates on the back. 24th day of
right. Yeah, I didn't track.
Oh, excuse me. That was, it's a mistype on that. Okay. I apologize for that.
All right. So with the changing of the ninth day of March. With the noted changes of the ninth day and the word, I guess, 9th and the word March twice on the document, do I have a motion to approve first read?
Question here, Brad. Further discussion on section 3. The statute states any officer of the town, member of the town council, and town manager are hereby authorized to take any and all actions and execute any documents or certificates that those officers deem necessary or desirable to effect the foregoing resolutions. That's a pretty broad scope of people who have the ability to. I don't know if you wanted to limit that, or if you needed to limit that to certain persons. It's a pretty wide canvas to paint for any town, any officer of the town.
Again, since I didn't draft this, I'm trying to find a definition for officer. And then does this mean that all actions can be taken by anybody, or does that have to come back to the board with the amount of the question? Just so we're consistent with state board accounts.
It's my understanding, it's come back to the board.
If it all has come back to the board, that's great. That's my only concern, from like a final decision. If it allows you to go out and put out RFPs and Qs to tee up all the information for them to make a decision.
That's exactly what it.
That was my only concern.
Yes. So that.
So the final decision will be made by the council?
Correct.
I guess if the verbiage reflected that in that paragraph, it would be all right.
Absolutely.
This would allow Parks Board to utilize this to ultimately come back to the council. This would allow redevelopment to utilize the statute as well. And in other municipalities where they would have like a sewer board or things of that nature, allows them to investigate the utilization of the statute as well. To go out with RFQ process, to gather the information, because the way this thing is structured, to gather the scope of the project, estimated cost, to ultimately come back and have those numbers.
So the definition of an officer of the town would be, do we know what that is?
I mean, see, again, I didn't draft this, so you know, I can't tell you. I didn't draft it, so whoever the drafter, I don't know, Charlie, if you drafted it or somebody provided it.
Yourself, or did you pull it?
This was provided from other municipalities that utilize the statute.
Okay.
Is there, I mean, does it need to be passed today, or is 2 weeks okay?
I mean, it might be 3 weeks, but.
Or 3 weeks.
Depends on the way we have some, we can go.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
okay, is it making the adjustments needed?
Is it, urgent, or, we really probably shouldn't do it as it reads at this point. Correct.
Well, we could do the first reading with the changes, and then we could come back the next meeting with the second reading.
Resolution on these ones.
Yeah.
Resolution on each one. That's what I'm just trying to figure out real quick. Maybe adding something that we're, you know, in 3 weeks, if you need it to be done, you can go ahead and probably grant, you know, Mr. Smith the authority to go ahead and move forward with some requests, if that's what you're trying to do. Tee up some information, and then come back and ratify the resolution at our next meeting.
Okay, so then we would want to reconsider and then strike the motion, correct?
I don't believe anybody has, somebody can move to withdraw the motion.
Matt made the motion, so he needs to withdraw his motion.
Yeah, withdraw your motion and the second, and then during our discussion we decided that there needs to be a little bit of ratification based upon what our attorney suggested to us.
And I can easily get this done quickly with Charlie from the next meeting and have everything that you need.
I'll withdraw my second.
Okay. I'll withdraw my motion.
Okay, all right. We got withdrawn from resolution 001 based upon some terminology or rewording of the structure of adopting Indiana Code 5-23. And we will
table
this until 3:30, March the 30th meeting. Is that fair enough, Charlie? And if we, somebody, for some reason, you made a statement that if there was some sort of business that needed to be conducted under this.
You all can make a vote to allow him to go ahead and start compiling any, you know, bid documents, quote documents, whatever you need to do, go ahead and start getting it together. If you all.
I'll hold off until we get the language figured out.
Okay.
You okay on that?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Perfect. All right. So we've got it in front of us. We've got the changes that Jake will take care of, and we'll move on with that. Long read.
Hey, you gonna do it again?
All right.
That was like fun. We could read that again.
Okay, we got new business, unfinished business. There is no unfinished business. Our new business this evening is number one is the 2020 Salisbury pool prices that was presented in front of you. I know Councilman McBoy has been working diligently with the Parks Department on pool prices and some of our times and our pricing of our parties, structure, restructuring some of those. I'll leave that kind of to you, Councilman McBoy. Do you have any discussion or anything like that, anything other than just what's in front of us?
Well, in light of getting up and talking about, there's no change to the Kit Kat or the cookies for next year this year. The menu is still the same, the prices are still the same. I believe they made an adjustment on the swim lessons where they actually lowered the price from $100 to $80 for 8 30-minute sessions. They're doing a lot of good work over there at the pool. They've got a good staff, so hopefully they have a very successful year this year. So I'd like to get the list of items and services approved for 2020 for the Salisbury pool.
I've got a motion from Councilman McBoy to accept these prices and hours for the pool so they can move forward with their business. Do I have a second?
A second.
Second by Matt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, approved for the 2020 pool. It'll be here before you know it, everybody, so in less than 75 days. Also in front of us, new business number two is our Sprint lease extension. The site is at our Allison Lane. Site ID number is LV03XC023-A. This is something that our attorney Jake Oder has taken care of in the past and continues to do so today. So I'll make that offer to you, Jake.
Thank you, sir. For your consideration tonight, there is a First Amendment to the PCS site agreement. The original amendment and extension just had the simple extension and that it was going to be 15% increased, that being in subparagraph two. And through negotiation, I requested 20% because 20% was based in the original PCS site agreement as set forth in paragraph three. However, they were able to agree to 20% if we were to add paragraph number four in the First Amendment. And paragraph number four allows greater termination rights by Sprint because of some of the things that have been happening with certain mergers and things of that nature. So you can cross-compare paragraph number four of the amendment to the original paragraph 11. In the original agreement, paragraph 11, tail end of it states that NLP, in its sole discretion, determines that it will be unable to use the site for intended purposes. That is a reason for them to be able to terminate. So the question is, 15% or the 20%, but either way, they can get out of it. And they're just trying to clean up some of the language. So entirely up to you. I don't see Sprint necessarily going out of business, but it's your all's call. And it's an additional 5% on the lease is what I was able to negotiate.
And if they did, whomever they sell it to or the next provider out there going to the spot regardless, right?
You got it. Somebody's going to come from one.
Absolutely.
So we were able to pick up an extra, you know, $1,200 a year.
Great. All right, so we have a motion to carry through for the First Amendment to the PCS site agreement, which is the Allison Lane site, ID LV03XC023-A as presented.
Motion.
A motion by Matt. Do I have a second?
I'll second, Brad.
Second by Randy, okay. Any discussion about this? All in favor?
Aye.
Same sign, Dave. Motion to approve, move forward with the sprint lease extension, Allison Lane site.
And then after the meeting, Mr. Ames, if you would sign on your copies in blue ink is what they're requesting. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments from our public out there? We've got our staff reports here, Josh Jones and Jacoby Coons and Lance.
Good evening. I brought one item with me tonight. About a month ago, you all approved the emergency work with Dan Christiani excavating at the Covered Bridge Pump Station Number 1. That pump station was in need of repair because of corrosive chemicals that have been in there and caused the concrete sidewalls to begin falling in. So that was part of the project. As that, we did a preliminary scope, met with contractors, looked over the work, but we didn't draw the station down. We didn't get it cleaned because that was going to be a part of the project. The contractor was able to get in there, get the pump station cleaned out, get it drawn down to the bottom, able to investigate, check it out, see what needed to be replaced inside, see what didn't need to be replaced. As a part of it, they determined the pump bases, there's two pumps in there, the bases at the bottom were in okay condition. Didn't want to replace them, didn't feel like we needed to replace them. However, part of the forced main discharge where the pipe comes in, they want to turn it down so that it doesn't spray across the wall and cause corrosion there. So we're looking for an add to add some additional piping inside the wet well and a deduct for not doing the pump bases. So we're looking at a total add of $1,079. The description on the change order there gives you the breakdown of what was added and what was subtracted. I would like to request approval by the council to go forward with this change.
Let us note that this is a Covered Bridge 1 PS wet well repair. It was priced out at $99,700. As Josh described to us all, that additional station due to corrosion, 5102, and an internal drop in the existing force main discharge into the wet well, cost of $1,227, and then removing the replacement of pump bases from the work of scope, which is was a deduction, which was a deduction of $5,250, which gave us, after the adjustments and work of scope, that was an increase of the change order of $1,079. So it looks like they also went in there and was able to cut down some of their pricing. Looks like we may have gotten a little bit more for our work on that. But also noticed once they went down to the bottom, they had some other issues that they wanted to go on and fix while we're in there. Keep in mind, this pump station is something that's used dramatically. There's a lot of things that go through this pump station. So I think we're still right at $100,000. Still probably at a blessing, to be very honest with you, for my time that I've sat on here. So I'm looking for a motion to increase the change order to Dan Christiani Excavating, the price of $1,079 with a total price change of $179. So I have a motion to approve that.
I'll make a motion to approve the change order.
A motion by Scott. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Randy. Do I have any discussion?
I think it's a great decision.
Yeah. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Other side of the day?
Okay, Josh,
move forward.
I can't read the signature of the engineer.
It says Mark Lacey, who's the project engineer for me, that has been managing this and coordinating that.
Okay.
If you sign it.
Mark Lacey?
Yes. And he was the one that met with the contractors initially, set up the bid packages, and he's been coordinating between the town and the contractor.
So, I mean, we're kind of doing a rebuild on this, so to speak, or pretty extensive repairs. How long do you think something like that will work?
they're going to have 5 days to do the work, but we're also looking at doing something at the pump station that is upstream of this, which seems to be causing some of the corrosion. Hopefully it restores it back to a 20-year life. Michelle, I will get you a copy once the contractor signs this so you have an official sign.
That was the figure I was looking for, 20-year life, okay. Estimated, yeah, all right.
It's been in there a little more than 20 years. The corrosion has eaten it up.
All right, thanks.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Our next order of business is Charlie Smith, our town manager.
I got a couple things for you. First, you all should have a sheet here with an estimate for some fencing to be installed. So what that is we've got our water wells down along the river in Jeffersonville, and there's some equipment down there along Utica Pike that needs to be protected in a very timely fashion. So what I've done is I've called City of Jeffersonville. They've got a sewer facility that's right there next to our equipment there. I've reached out to them, figured out who they used, and basically what we're looking at doing is basically using the same contractor to match the existing fencing that's there that City of Jeffersonville has, as well as because of the sensitive nature of the infrastructure that's underground, we want obviously somebody who knows what they're dealing with down there. So what I'm looking for is an approval to execute this contract with this fence company to get this stuff installed in a timely fashion and down there on Utica Pike.
So let me let everybody know, and after we had a meeting at JTL last week, some of our employees, our water department, and getting some things done with the thing, and this was a very large concern for them to realize that, I mean, any of us, anybody, could walk right up to these machines and shut them off, turn them on, do whatever. So this is something that we need to address and take care of immediately. So I'm asking, based upon your Mr. Smith's recommendation, that we approve to get this moving.
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion?
Yeah, did you work out the...
Who made the motion?
You had a concern about a readout?
Yeah, so there's some... And that's a conversation I had with the contractor. Jeffersonville has their electrical box meter read on the exterior of their fence. Obviously, we don't want to impede that. And we also have a meter read that needs to be done. So on this quote, there's a way and a man door there that will work with the energy provider there for access or readability. As long as they can see it, is my impression that they should be good. So the way this thing is designed, there's a man door and then there's some swing doors on the side that it allows for access. There's a generator and some other stuff down there. So if we have to get some heavy equipment to replace or work on anything, we still have access to everything. So there again, a total $6,200 for the fencing, and it's the green slat fence, however tall, with the barbed wire and the whole deal around it. So yeah.
If this is improved, how long will it take? Do they give a duration time?
Within a week or so. I mean, it's a matter of us getting in touch with them and getting it executed on their schedule. So weather permitting, obviously.
Anybody else? Okay. All right, with that said, all in favor? Same sign now. Motion approved to move forward with the $6,200 bid to Rats Fitz Company.
And this will be paid for out of water capital improvement projects. So, thank you. Other items, just a couple little updates. We did have a staff change within our water department. We had a gentleman resign, in which we have backfilled that position. It is a water distribution. He's a license holder, comes from a local water company. Came very highly recommended. His name's Bill Rigdon, so obviously not here this evening, but I'd like to welcome him to the town.
Was that Riggins?
Rigdon.
Rigdon.
And so Bill is here and up and running. Pretty excited about having him on the team. In addition, I did post a streets and sanitation director position. I got posted today. That posting will expire March 20th, and my goal is to have someone onboarded, hired prior to April 10th to start building that department and that staff. Obviously, as we're coming out of the wintertime, we've got pothole issues. I know Councilman McVoy has been very vocal about that.
Scott?
We're going to get the pothole patrol in full effect, sir.
Well, I appreciate your diligence on that. I have a laundry list of potholes in different sections of the city that need to be cleaned up. And I think we had some conversations earlier about trying to help some local businesses as well that are bordering these streets that try to get them cleaned up for them.
And within that, we've also been working with Executive Secretary Michelle Metcalf about getting our website updated so we can get some reporting and communication lines open for our citizens to report issues like that that they may see. So we can, once we get that person here on staff, they've got a direct line of communication to say, hey, you know, we've got an issue over here. We can get somebody out here immediately. We can start addressing that that type of stuff as well. So
while we're talking about pothole repair and whatnot, and does the town have a program for sealing cracks in the blacktop to add some longevity to the blacktop?
Not currently. That's part of this scope, is to start to develop those programs and do some assessments. I know we've got a through our contract with JTL, we're looking at some roadway master plan. I know there's been some work on sidewalks here last year as far as kind of doing an assessment of what we need as far as sidewalks being addressed and things of that nature. So all that is falling into the scope of this streets and sanitation director, so we can start building those internal programs and policies for the citizens.
I noticed NDOT was up on Highway 60 in front of JC's, picking up from JC probably the Backyards Vacation Old 60. Do they come pick the trash up that they bag, or they just leave it on the side of the road for us to get? Either way, just curious. I don't know.
First I've heard of that one.
The state got it. I watch and drive by.
You, a lot of times when the state is picking up trash, they'll leave the bags behind and then they come back through and collect that. Yeah. So there's nothing I know of internally here. I do have a meeting scheduled with the county next week. I had a meeting with my counterpart over Clarksville, town manager Kevin Beatty, last week, and we're starting to get on a regular communication line on meetings and get that worked out so we can start figuring out those buffer areas between the two towns as far as transition points as well. Clarksville and the county is moving forward on some partner programs that we're going to start looking at participating in, especially along that Highway 6311 corridor there, where there's a lot of traffic issues. And so we're going to start that process as quickly as we can to start, you know, figuring out how we can work with our neighbors to attack some of these issues. So the next thing I got is, I know the comprehensive plan, you all did approve the comprehensive plan contract. At this point, the steering committee is pretty much set. I'm waiting on a response from somebody from West Clark Community Schools, Silver Creek, to be on that comp plan. But the comp plan steering committee is going to meet for the first time March 19th. Currently, for March 31st at 4:00, the first community input session will be held from 4 to 6 on March 31st. That's a come and go, bring the kids, everybody can spend 15 or 20 minutes, give us your big ideas, that kind of a thing. Looking at probably holding the one on the 31st, probably here at Town Hall, pretty central location. April 1st, we're gonna have another community input session at Covered Bridge from 4 to 6. So we've got north side of town covered and the south side of town covered. So if people can't make one, they can potentially go to the other. If they live in the north part of town, they can go to that one. If they live in the south part, they can go to the one. So community input sessions are gonna be the 31st and 1st, both 4 to 6. Town Hall on the 31st, Covered Bridge on the 1st. And then we're gonna really start hitting this comp plan pretty hard.
Both at 6?
4 to 6, 4 p.m. to 6.
I saw your list of steering committee members. It's a pretty impressive list of community members.
We've got a really nice cross section of people. I think we're bringing in some good historical value. You know, people have been involved in town for a very long time. We've got some new residents We've got North, Central, and South represented. We've got members on our redevelopment involved. We've got members from Planning Commission of all parks. So like I said, it's a really good cross-section within that group. So I'm pretty excited about that one. So I would like to take a moment, and I'm probably going to steal somebody's thunder here, but congratulate Silver Creek Boys Basketball winning sectionals over the weekend. They play 10 o'clock in Washington, Indiana, which is in Davies County. And if they win at 10, they play at 8 that night. So let's get out there and cheer them on.
Go Dragons.
That's it. So outside of that, I know there was some discussion, and I'm going to refer to Jake. I know typically we have our meetings a set day during the month, but I know there's been some conversation about moving the meeting, the next meeting, due to some vacations, I guess spring break and stuff. I don't know if there's an ordinance, if there's a motion or anything, or y'all just decide to move it, or it's just a matter of how it's posted. So I just want to bring that to your attention. And outside of that, I'll answer any questions anyone may have.
So my question to you is, I have a pretty good relationship with most of the board members at West Clark. Do you want me to reach out to the board members?
I have reached out to the principal.
Okay.
Up there, I'm waiting to hear back. And kind of put it back in their court a little bit and see how they, I know with the stuff going on with the coming vote in May, I went to the principal on that to get their input, and he may have a teacher or himself or someone of that nature that he'd like to recommend for that, but that way they are represented from there.
So which principal did you go to?
Was
it the high school, the middle school?
Mr. Recker.
Mr. Recker.
Hecker.
Hecker.
Al Hecker.
Yes. Okay.
I have a quick question about the water operator, or not the operator, but the individual that you hired.
Yes.
What is he in delivery of the water? Is he in the piping, or what's his?
Yeah. So basically, the way the water utility works, we have a license holder for the person who treats the water. So obviously, you look at it as in the building, raw water comes in, it's got to be treated. There's a license for that before it can be distributed into the system. So look at that as in the building. And then for the distribution system, there's a separate license for basically everything outside of the building.
So he's distribution certificate holder, okay.
Correct. So he's going to be in charge of basically, if there's a leak or a break or anything of that nature, and flushing the system, doing general repairs, maintenance on the system, plus just overseeing the general crews in the field, him and the current treatment director will work together in tandem on that to make sure our water system's operating as it should be.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
Signs.
Yes, sir. Which ones?
Get my emails. Have I sent them to you? I sent them to you.
Send me a list. Send me a list. We're going to be doing an inventory of signage, what we have, what we need, what's in the field that needs addressed. I did have some conversations with my counterpart in Clarksville. There's always some signage that's, Sellersburg is in Clarksville, and some things of that nature, street sweeping, because of the way that the jurisdictional lines fall right in the middle of the block, and we're going to start working out, hey, you handle that for us, we'll handle this, and, from an efficiency standpoint, just some good buffer partnerships on some of that stuff. That's all I have.
Any other questions?
Nothing further.
All right. Thank you very much for that great update. I kind of turned Jake up.
Yes, sir. Just a couple things. The clerk treasurer's office forwarded me the plan management agreement. It benefits the employees. With your approval, if you would vote to approve the contract contingent on my review, we were just able to get that today and here late this afternoon. Allow me the opportunity to go through it and then either call you Brad, have you come in and execute it with a vote. I would ask that. Now, I think it's something that.
It's for the HRA.
Yes, HRA, but it's the plan management. So right. I would ask for that vote. I have a few more comments after that.
So I guess we have a motion to approve the court treasurer's office to continue the service for the HRA. Right.
The Humana plan management agreement.
The planning management.
That agreement. I've got to review it. I just got to
find our town attorney's review.
Perfect. I guess we can just make a motion as Brad stated.
Correct. Right. Based upon once
our court treasurer and our town attorney, we're going on ahead and getting them so they can move forward with this.
Yeah, I'll make that motion.
A motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Scott. Any other discussion about it? All in favor?
Aye.
Same time that, motion approved. Thank you.
So where are we at, Brad, with the scheduled meeting? Because I think we do we have to change that now, or can we change that later? The next town meeting from
now. It would be cleaner if you take a vote on that here tonight, and then Michelle Metcalf will be able to put that up and post it out front.
I had it on my notes, but yeah, we can go on ahead and do that. Yeah, I had it written down on my thing. So while we're also in that, based upon this discussion, due to spring break and everything, other activities that are going on, the fourth week of March, we are going to move our meeting to the fifth of Monday, which would be March the 30th. So I'm here to ask for a motion to approve the movement and us allowing the notification of the second meeting for the month of March as of March the 30th at 6 o'clock.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Terry. And second.
I'll second.
Second by Matt. Any other discussion about it? All in favor?
Aye.
Same sign name. Motion to approve our meeting to be moved to March the 30th at 6 o'clock. Okay. Thank you.
Matt, one last thing. It's more housekeeping than anything else. Take, for instance, when the town agreed to purchase new vehicles, some of the contracts or documents that need to be executed, there needed to be somebody here in order to do that. After the town takes an official action, an official vote, what are your thoughts on allowing the town manager to be a signatory to some of those things? And it's only after this town board has made the motion and approved whatever they're going to do, but it would probably just be cleaner to have that if you wanted him to be able to execute on your behalf. If not, then, Brad, I guess you need to come in and make yourself available, or we just need to wait every 2 weeks. I think that you could go ahead and allow the town manager to sign contingent on anything that's been approved by the board. But again, that's up to you all, because it doesn't give them any greater authority. It's just allowing more of an administrative standpoint.
Sounds good. That sounds good.
Based upon what was presented to us by our attorney, based upon certain signature after votes have been approved and discussed, moving forward with such as certain purchases, whether it's vehicles or any other type of items that we've approved already, allowing Charlie Smith, our town manager, to move forward with that signature, instead of one of us having to come in and sign. We're asking for a motion to approve that suggestion and move forward with that. So,
just to be clear, it's approved items already. It's like the vehicles, would they just require signature?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, and what I wanted to be able to do is get that on the record. So,
any and all documents
that he
approved
would be
by the town council?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, because that way it gives everybody cover. You all have taken official action. He's not doing anything outside of his authority. You're giving him the permission. And then from the clerk treasurer's office, it has the appropriate signature and when the state board of accounts come in.
For example, the fence.
Correct.
Right.
I'll motion.
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Same time, Nate.
And that's all I had. Thank you.
Okay, comments from the council. Councilman Mobley?
Yeah, I really don't have a lot, Brad. I just, again, I'd like to tell people, I hope people know when our meetings are. I hope they come out. And if they have questions, feel free to contact me or Charlie. Charlie's given me 600 business cards. I've passed out 540 of them, so he should be getting some input. But no, I just I really believe that we're moving forward.
Hey, it's real simple. Thank you. And to that point, I have started scheduling meetings with some of the neighborhoods here starting late April and into May. And as those things start popping up and stuff, obviously, I've started getting my hands around stuff and my legs under me here internally. I'm gonna start getting out, having some, you know, cul-de-sac town hall meetings and stuff. And obviously, as I get into the districts, make sure you're aware of those and can attend, hopefully, with me. But there again, to hear things, gather input and stuff. But in the meantime, as people are reaching out, it's typically getting an HOA or neighborhood representative. I'm having them here in the office and just kind of walk through what we're working on, hear what your general needs and concerns are, and starting to get to know some things.
Just to finish, I would just like to say we're thankful. I think we have the right individual as a town manager. Charlie's been very diligent in what he's done, and I think we're moving in the right direction. That's all I got, Brad.
All right. Councilman
Lucas? One thing I got to add, Cliff Harden, town employee for probably the last 6 years. His father passed away last night, yesterday evening, and funeral services will be at GAR Thursday, I think 3 to 8. That's all I've got.
To add on that, we also had Robin, who works in our wastewater department, his brother passed away the week before. So,
yeah, that was Saturday. The funeral was Saturday. So. Yeah. Thanks for adding that.
I'll never get to say that anymore.
You said enough, and you read that a while
ago. Councilman McBoyd?
Just a couple things. I'd like to thank all the town employees for all they do every day for the town and the people, as well as the police department. The weather's changing. Daylight savings time is here, so just be mindful. I've had seen a couple issues with people passing school buses and driving behaviors, speeding in the neighborhoods. The police department can't be everywhere all the time. Most of these issues are behavior-driven, so if you can, I know it's nice and warm out, and people want to get where they need to be, but don't want to experience any more tragedies or issues, so try to slow down out there. Remember, there's kids still out roaming around. Charlie, I give you a hard time with my list of demands, but I appreciate you out there taking care of those things for us, you know, all the time. So, other than that, I don't have anything else.
Councilman Bricky?
The only thing I have to say is kind of off of what Randy brought up at the beginning of the meeting. I didn't get to really see what happened during the accident coming back from the boys basketball game, but they weren't really individuals from this area. I mean, they're from southern Indiana, but we had a lot of people in this community that were affected by what happened, that nearly got hit, almost got killed. So basically, prayers go out to this community and to the people that were affected by the incident. In the end, raise them up. It takes a community to help get through this. So we have a great community in Sellersburg, so please keep, there was a lot of the high school kids, so keep those kids in your prayers. So.
I'll be watching it. I don't know if I'm going to be doing the two-hour drive home after a 10 o'clock game, but I'm excited about it.
Yeah. I was a dragon back in the Stone Ages, so I'll just
make special. Point guards around. Don't forget that. Like I know Charlie brought up earlier, don't forget folks out there in the public, that's watching this on live and everything else. Don't forget to come to you know, these meetings on March the 31st from 4 to 6 here at the Town Hall, and again on April the 1st from 4 to 6 out of Covered Bridge up at the clubhouse. I'm going to assume it's going to be at the clubhouse.
Yes.
We need your input. We need your thoughts. Like I said, this is something that is going to be a big impact of what's going on here in the town and what we're wanting to do to move forward, what you are wanting us to do to move forward. This is why this council is here in front of you. This is why we've moved to the direction that we have. So I urge everyone to get involved, come in here. I've said, just if you're don't get off till 5:30, quarter to 6, please come by. I'm sure we'll still be here, be able to take your thoughts and your suggestions. So if you're unable to do that, I'm sure you can reach out right to our website, probably make some sort of post within now and those dates that can be considered as well. Like we said, our second meeting is March the 30th, 6 o'clock. It's been changed. Also, like I said, I do want to congratulate the basketball team on the sectional win. They've got a great opponent that they played already in Heritage Hills, won it all the way in overtime. So I wish them the best. I think they're number one, Silver Creek's number one, and number three, I think. So it's going to be a great matchup amongst them.
It's one of two teams.
So it's the first game. So. So now, once again, I'll just say we did have two employees that have lost siblings this past week. I do want to keep every one of them in our thoughts and prayers. I don't know if my wife wants to ever lose a loved one, and I know it's a tough thing for a lot of us to deal with out there in the day-to-day structure that we do. So, like I said, we will be out taking care of all your potholes and stuff, within the next 2 or 3 weeks. So please be patient. Asphalt plants probably be opening up here soon. And I do want to thank everybody's patience on that. So that's all I really have to say. Michelle, Clerk Treasurer, Michelle Miller, do you have anything to add?
Nope, I'm good.
We're going to make it under an hour tonight, folks. So I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
So
we got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion to adjourn at 6:56. Thank you. I do.
So is this my puppy?
Yours.